Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Harris joined by her VP Tim Walz in their first broadcast interview since the Democratic nomination. Asked during the CNN interview if she would ban a controversial mining technique.
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Ukraine's defense minister at the Pentagon this morning trying to convince the U.S. to lift restrictions on striking inside Russia using Western-made weapons. Three Dallas police officers shot, one of them dead, after a shootout with a suspect who police say tried to ambush an officer in his vehicle. The suspect shot and killed by police after a car chase. Increasing concern over mosquito-borne diseases. A sixth known case of Triple E in Massachusetts. A New Hampshire man dead after contracting the virus. And at least three deaths from West Nile virus have now been reported in the upper Midwest. This is ABC News. It's up to an Idaho judge now whether the trial of the man accused of killing four university students will be in the town where they were murdered.
At a high-stakes hearing, attorneys for Brian Koberger fighting to get his trial moved out of Moscow, Idaho, where four college students were stabbed to death, saying he cannot get a fair trial. The defense calling a parade of experts to the stand armed with charts and graphs. Koberger's attorneys claim there is a mob mentality within the community, pointing to their own survey of residents, one of them saying if Koberger wasn't convicted, they'd burn the courthouse down. Prosecutors insist they can seat an impartial jury.
That's ABC's Kenna Whitworth. One of the doctors charged in connection with the drug overdose death of actor Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty today. Dr. Mark Chavez still faces 10 years behind bars. Mortgage rates now down to their lowest levels in more than a year. Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year mortgage now 6.35%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 is spreading at a high rate right now in the Badger State. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and he says it should be effective against the current strains. And Milwaukee tenants are suing the city's housing authority, saying it allowed a bedbug infestation to spread. College Court has a reputation in the city. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, since 2019, residents have filed more than 4,000 pest control requests for College Court. But residents claim that remediation never happened, and they had rashes so bad they were bleeding and thought it could be shingles. This lawsuit represents five tenants who are asking the housing authority to quickly solve the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club, they don't have this guy, who's this guy, they don't have enough of this, they don't have enough of that. they got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. It's the John and Gordy Family Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. We're still here.
As far as we know, we're here. I think we're here.
They haven't shown us the door yet, so...
Well, there are a lot of doors around here.
There are.
Could be shown to us, but we're here. We are here where we belong.
Well, it's sad that the Devils had made the exit.
right out of the box for going there, huh?
Well, I thought we'd mention it, you know.
Okay.
And, it became a very complicated thing for Crute, who has long-distance relationships going with his wife. So
okay.
Anyway, I mean, if she's in another state, right?
I couldn't swear to that. I don't know. Heard things, but yeah.
Well, I heard things because I heard it on the air.
Oh, did he mention that?
He explained it.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
heard some of it.
There are reasons, and it's sad to see them go. They have established the Devils for over many, many years. I remember listening to them at 92 FM.
Almost 13 years.
Yeah, a long, long time ago. They were one of the highest rated progressive talk shows in the entire country at the time.
Yeah,
and they brought it along, and they helped develop Civic Media. So we wish them the best.
We do. Yes,
they're fantastic, and
we're gonna miss Mike and Dom and Rich.
Yes,
their producer.
Yes.
Rich, we go way back.
Yeah, Rich Lundy from WIVA.
Yeah,
and we gotta. I don't know if he's gonna be hanging around town, but I'd love to have him on the show and maybe get together some of the old radio announcers from WIBA. That's one of my plans, WIBA-FM,
right.
And have them in here, the former announcers from there, and we can talk about the old days, how maybe some of the crazy things that they remember about fans and making the personal appearances. Yeah, and
crazy
the old,
stunts.
And the Halloween days down State Street.
Boy. Those were
those were crazy days.
Sam, you know,
I was here.
Offered?
Yeah, I was here last night. For the Trump town hall, I was helping work that. But Rich came out after the show ended at 6, and he just said, "Sometimes that's the way it goes. I'm not taking it too hard. I've been fired 7 times before."
See, yeah, he's been around. Yeah, he knows the deal.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's how you take it. That's how you work in this business.
Yeah.
To stay healthy anyway.
Exactly. So we, you know, we wish Mike Crute and Dom the best, you know, whatever they intend to do from here on out.
Dom is great. I talked to him a few times.
Yeah.
I really liked his approach
both guys,
to life. And he's from Milwaukee. What can you say?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you just like everyone from Milwaukee?
Almost everybody except for a mega friend in Milwaukee.
That's the one guy.
Like him too. I like his personality where he's a personal guy that I used to know.
Yeah.
And of course his second personality being a mega. And they're all like that, by the way. Have two personalities. All Omegas have two personalities.
Okay.
It's just strange. No one talks about that, but I noticed that.
Okay. You know, we had some showers and storms that wake you up last night,
overnight.
They did. Some lightning, some thunder.
I was thinking, what the hell is happening? I'd roll over and you'd be half awake, right? Yeah. But then all of a sudden, this light would flash.
Right.
Your eyes closed, but this light would flash. And you go, what was that? What was that? And I had to figure it out by picking up my phone, looking at the weather map, and go, we are in a huge storm.
Well, most of it's gone by, but we could get some more showers and storms from time to time today. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on, get an update on the Labor Day weekend forecast. 10 minutes past the hour right now, we're at 73 degrees. 73 degrees. What will be the high temperature today? How can we possibly figure this out?
I know. It's always a tough decision to make.
What are we going to do?
Do we have the old one-armed bandit?
The old one?
Handy.
We do. I named it the one-armed bandit right here just for you. It's got a little name tag on it.
Excellent.
Well, let's use that one.
It's very nice. Thank you.
This will be the high temperature today. And the wheels are spinning. High temperature, 84 degrees. So it's going to warm up a little bit
today. Those are the dimes that we collected when we were not supposed to say the word Trump. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did that for a few days. That worked out.
Well, we were piled up. We had at least $300
in there.
That's
why we came up with all the good nicknames for him.
Yes, yes. Don Snorleone.
You know, the other thing going on later on today, tonight, Badger football. It's a night
game. You're mistaken,
game.
My friend. They only play on Saturdays during the day.
Tonight.
I think you're wrong about this.
No, I'm right about this. The Badgers will host Western Michigan this evening at Camp Randall, and that'll be their big opening day game. Yeah. And under the lights.
And your house is right next to us, about a block away.
Not quite
have some
that
parties
close.
Next door.
No. I thought I would sell some parking spaces in my front lawn, but that's kind of frowned upon, I think.
Your backyard is made of concrete, isn't it? Use that?
Well, I'd have to knock down a fence, and maybe the landlord wouldn't like that. I don't know. I'm a few blocks away from it, but it'll be interesting to see how that works out around my neighborhood.
You're getting used to your neighborhood, aren't you?
I do. I like it a lot. Yeah. So that's tonight. Badgers hosting Western Michigan.
Get a lot of ambulances.
Going down Highland, right over, right under the University Avenue, and sometimes. Helicopter, I'm right in the helicopter path. I wave at those guys every day, two or three times a day.
Wow.
They're bringing in people.
It's got to be a little loud.
Yeah.
And then you have the train that goes through.
The train is there. It's a transportation hub right around me.
That's why no one lived in that house for so many years.
Right. Nobody visited. It's hard to get visitors coming. There's no parking anywhere.
It's hard to hear anybody if they're a guest in your home.
Can be. Yeah. So, that's happening. What was I going to mention?
For the national day calendar?
Oh, how about that? Let's do that.
That's what we do here.
Let's do it. All right. It is the 30th day of August. So what is it today? Is it or is it not National Beach Day?
Wow.
Or is it National Toasted Marshmallow Day? How about National College Colors Day? Or National Paper Cut Day? I don't know. What is it or is it not?
I'm gonna say Beach Day because you didn't come in prepared. I know the paper cut thing is just...
Yeah.
You know.
Don't you hate paper cuts? There should be a day devoted to that. But yeah,
people who survive paper cuts.
Yeah, I just thought I'd make it easy for today. Yeah. It is National Beach Day, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of late in the season for National
Beach
Day. Well,
we got beaches around here, right?
You know? But who goes to them now?
National Beach Day celebrates all the sandy beaches, so maybe today would be a day to go to the beach.
I was going to say, a ton of people go to the beaches, John.
Do they really?
I think.
Well, I thought they stopped going to the beach around here because we have PFAS foam drifting along the lakeshore.
A lot of scum coming in off the lake, yeah.
You're going to die of something, John. I mean,
is it
really worth it to not have fun in life?
I know. You Gen Zers, you know how to party.
You know, I mean, along the beach, you usually see swimming and, you know, some water sports, some sunbathing.
Exactly.
Frisbee, volleyball, long walks. All the glories of
the
beach.
Last few days, you know. A lot of students are down here now.
Yeah. So, National Beach Day. Enjoy it. Okay. There's one. I'm going to skip this one. National Toast. Well, Beach Boys, but hey, too late. National Toasted Marshmallow Day. Who doesn't love toasted marshmallows?
Did you suggest that one and they took it?
What? Toasted marshmallows? Yeah.
My God.
Yes.
That is the most.
Get your friends together, gather up some firewood.
Great.
Yeah, grab a few long sticks and a bag of marshmallows. You're set to go. Then make plans for a great night. Toasted marshmallows are a special part of the summer evenings around a bonfire. Blah, blah, blah. Delicious,
you think
warm,
it
gooey,
illegal somehow, you know, having some health effect.
Well,
where you're caramelizing the sugar, it's turning black, it's cancerous, you shouldn't eat them.
But now you got graham crackers and chocolate bar.
That hasn't happened,
by the way. You got a s'more. You could do s'mores.
You could do the s'mores.
Yeah, they're messy and gooey. Yeah, disgusting. But, you know, enjoy a s'more today. National College Colors Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the college football season has arrived. So encourages everyone to display their team spirit today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? College colors.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not wearing a college.
And there's the theme song.
Da-da-da. Anything in the history books, Sam? Please.
A couple things here. Let's see. Today in 1963, you familiar with the Washington Kremlin hotline?
No.
Oh, sure. Of course we are. It was the red phone.
Oh, yes, the red phone.
In the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Connected to
today,
the White
today
House
in 1963, they set that up.
Yeah.
In the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Funny thing is, they always, like in movies and TV shows, they always show it as a red phone sitting on the president's desk.
Mm-hmm.
It was never actually a phone.
No?
No, it started out as a teletype, and then it became a fax machine later.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There was no phone?
A fax machine?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, a red fax machine. Well, that's pretty threatening and important to pick up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
Can you imagine seeing that in a James Bond film? I Spy, or one of the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
slowly
episodes.
Typing out a message character by character.
Get smart. Of course, you know, they would have done the fax machine and Get Smart, right? Because they had dome of silence.
The cone of silence. Yeah,
we had one here.
We had
remember?
One. We had to get rid of it. It never worked.
It was a little
echoey. Just a little. Anything else on the history books?
We got some cool stuff in black history today. Today in 1967, Thurgood Marshall becomes the first black Supreme Court justice.
67.
Right. Yeah. And then in 1983, I might pronounce his first name wrong, but Guyon Bluford, he becomes the first black astronaut.
Oh, that's
on the space shuttle.
Yeah.
All right.
Couple birthdays also. Mary Shelley, does that name ring a bell?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
The author of Frankenstein, yes. Mm. That was kind of... The big novel that started the genre of science fiction, wasn't it?
Well,
kind of.
I guess so. Yeah.
Before
Jules Verne, a lot of other things.
Stoker?
Dracula?
Yes. You know, I don't know what was first, what came first. But Mary Shelley should get a lot of credit for being a female novelist.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff. And also, Lewis Black was born today. 1948.
I wish we had something from Lewis Black here.
He's coming to Madison in a couple months, isn't he?
Yeah, I think in October.
Yeah.
Right downstairs, or?
No, I think at either the Orpheum or the Overture. I think it's the Orpheum.
Okay.
We'll have to double check on
that. All right, we'll check.
We'll do a little research while we take a little time out here.
All right, we're going to take a look at trending coming up in just a few moments.
Yes, a lot of stuff. Trending for Labor Day holiday weekend. Yes.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's trending. It's trending. It's trending.
Yeah. Yeah, trending.
I do it anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's trending.
It is trending.
It's trending. Trending.
It's a great song.
Right? WMDX.
Not a lot of lyrics, but, you know.
Leo Sidran. 92.7 and 1580. This is Johnny Gordy Show, the family show. I was just bringing up the fact that, you know, the soundtrack to Tommy has been done so many different ways.
Many
different versions of it. The Who did it originally. And then
Who?
They did the movie. Yeah. And the movie just changed my mind completely about the rock opera. They had some great rock and roll versions of the songs from Tommy, which like I'm Free, there it rocks so hard in the movie. All right,
okay.
And then of course Pinball Wizard, which you don't like Elton John's version.
No,
of
I
it,
like the original.
But if you saw the movie, you saw Elton John perform that on the pinball machine on stilts, right, walking around. And pumping his fists in the air.
It's
it looks cartoonish. I mean, it's just crazy stuff, right?
It was,
'70s. But it really rocks.
It does.
And I just find that soundtrack to be one of the best. And then they had a...
From the movie.
And then I think they had a Broadway version of it. And Richie Havens, you remember Richie Havens?
Sure,
singer from way back when.
Yeah, he was in Woodstock. He actually was the first performer at Woodstock.
He did a great version of Eyesight for the Blind, the best version of Eyesight for the Blind anyone could ever do. He just killed it.
Yeah.
And so you can look that stuff up, and it's a highly recommended thumbs up from John Peterson on The Family Show.
It's trending in your mind.
Trending in my mind.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it sucked. I didn't like Pinball Wizard by Elton John at all, the song. I mean, you know, maybe visually in the movie it was something spectacular.
It was spectacular.
I didn't like their version. I like the Who's version, really.
Movie, you know, was up and down. It was good, bad. Yeah. You know, it had really horrible areas.
Yeah. You know what's trending this weekend is the cow chip throw. You know, we covered that yesterday, but that's happening tomorrow up in Prairie du Sac. So that's happening. Taste of Madison is happening. That's trending.
You said you didn't want to go out of town this weekend. Are you going to make the trip up there for the cow chip throw?
You know, I might. I might go that way. It'd be easier to go from west and north up to Prairie du Sac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cow chip.
Yeah.
Never actually, I think I attended it once many years ago, but haven't been there for years. It's
deal. They sell the cow chip ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, confuse that. They're carrying one in one hand, cow chip in the other. Sometimes they take a nibble off the wrong hand.
Yeah.
Just a little warning right there. The other thing, and this is the trending thing for me anyway. Kamala, of course, had the interview yesterday on CNN, along with Tim Walz.
Yeah.
But they said, well, these are the seven things about Kamala's interview, and who cares? Yeah. just
seven
takeaways.
Just takeaways.
The takeaways are.
Got to have a takeaway.
They're always ridiculous.
If you don't take away something.
Here's the thing that no one ever has ever learned, and it's a pet peeve of mine for the last 40 years.
Really?
So
what would
look
that
out.
Be?
I might get angry on this one.
Okay.
But they always ask, You changed your mind about this.
Right.
You changed your mind about fracking. You changed your mind about the border. You changed your mind. How did that happen?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? You're flip-flopping. You can't make your mind up. In other words, you're a woman. You change your mind constantly. Yeah. I mean, that's the insinuation.
Right.
You know, it's very sexist.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get really angry about this because the last 40 years I've been trying to get the Democrats to please answer that question by saying you're a Democrat, you're a liberal, you're a progressive. You do change your mind. Mm-hmm. You have science. You have ideas. You hear the new things. You move progressively forward.
Yeah. Circumstances change. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
We do change our mind. Yeah. We do not go back to 1849 banning abortions in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We do not go back to the wonderful 60s that everybody dreams of now.
Yeah.
No, we're not into that.
Right.
We progress. We change.
Move on.
We can change our minds. And they don't, the press never gets this message. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats get the damn message and say, look, we have the ability to change our minds. That's what's good about our party. Yeah. That's why we're so good.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm just, okay. You know, my soapbox, I almost fell off.
Yeah, watch your step there.
But we can change our minds.
We can. Yeah.
And that should be a slogan.
So that's the takeaway from the Kamala interview.
Yeah.
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 I didn't see the actual interview. I saw a couple of clips here this morning. Tim Walz have much to say, or is he?
He was questioned about the small little things
about
that
the military
they keep picking him apart.
Service thing.
Here's the thing, and I read a little article on this. I thought it was interesting that they said they're going to take a look at everything he's done through a microscope.
Sure.
And they're going to throw it all up there, and all that's going to do, maybe none of that will stick.
Right.
But all that will do is create doubt in people's minds, just a slight amount
all they
of doubt.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. To bring him down a peg.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes.
Good luck with that. People love him.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to Steve Schmidt. Everybody loves listening to Steve Schmidt. Let's hear his opinion about the Arlington fiasco that Trump seemed to. Well, there were cameras there. I didn't know that. There was an ad.
Somebody asked me to
TikTok?
Take a picture. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Let's check out
Steve Schmidt's opinion on that.
Donald Trump is behind. He's flailing. He's losing. He doesn't seem to understand. He's not running against Joe Biden anymore. He's running against the vice president, who doesn't sit at the head of the table when it comes to commander-in-chief decisions. It's not a committee job. The president is a singular job. And so Trump's attacks won't work. But the fact that he feels comfortable enough to go to Arlington to engage in politics is an assault on the flag, on the institutions of the armed forces. The unhinged Trump will become more and more and more unhinged. He will grow angry. He will grow increasingly unstable. He will not concede the election that he's going to lose. He's going to try to put the country into chaos again. This test ahead for all of us doesn't end in 71 days. Rather, it begins.
That's right. It all begins.
That's it.
At that time. And, you know, when the election takes place and the results are in, it all begins at that point.
Exactly.
But, you know, the interesting things about Arlington is that Trump is still acting like the president, and the Republicans treat him like he is their president currently.
Right.
Trump asked Mike Johnson, House leader, to set this thing up at Arlington Cemetery, and he did it for him.
I hadn't
heard
that.
He set the interview up.
Oh, no kidding.
With these families, these two families. That's the one element to it.
Wow.
And then in an interview, and I don't have it here, well, there's so many clips to go through. But anyway, he admitted that, you know, there were a few cameras there. No one asked for it. No one knew about it, you know. And then he was asked, well, you know, there's an ad on TikTok. He said, well, I don't know anything about an ad. I never put an ad there. I don't know anything about an ad.
It's from the Trump campaign,
yes,
right?
It's from the Trump campaign.
Well, I didn't do that. I don't know.
And throughout the entire ad, you can hear Trump blame the Democrats for the deaths of these soldiers.
Anyway,
this is all part of our trending segment.
It's trending, all right.
And it is just a debacle.
Mm-hmm. 29 minutes past the hour. It's a Friday leading into the three-day holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend. When we come back, Idiocracy. We're going to talk about malt liquor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Stockmanship and Stewardship Workshop in Lancaster this week was one of just four of its kind in the nation this year. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Kurt Pate was one of the presenters coming all the way from Montana. He performed a live cattle handling demonstration with both beef and dairy beef animals. He shares some of his wisdom with us.
Mostly it's about proper pressure. And there's three kinds of pressure, driving and drawing and maintaining. And that's what our big focus is going to be. And then just kind of breaking some paradigms and habits that people might have and just try to get it where it's easier for them to understand how to put the right pressure on at the right time and get your cattle to work for you with a minimum amount of stress. People need to understand how good the relationship and the handling of cattle can be if we improve our skills and knowledge and just do a little thinking and a little bit of controlling your emotions.
Kurt Pate has been demonstrating cattle handling for about 20 years. He says it actually all started with horses in Wisconsin at the Midwest Horse Fair. We'll take a look at our morning markets next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
Commodity prices are seeing a lift on a Friday morning. Cash corn is trading up 3.25 cents at $3.75 a bushel. December new crop corn up a penny and a quarter at $3.97 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are up 9.25 cents at $9.83 a bushel. November new crop soybeans are up 10.25 cents at $10.02 and three quarters. And cash and new crop wheat is up 0.75 cents at $5.25 and three quarters. Looking at the Class 3 milk contracts, the September contract is up 9 cents at $22.27 a hundredweight. The October contract is up 4 cents at $22.66 a hundredweight. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese was up 4.75 cents, closing at $2.17 and a quarter. The 40-pound block cheese was unchanged from Wednesday at $2.07 and a half, and AA butter closed down 2.75 cents at $3.17 a pound. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're talking about Labor Day plans. We're talking about your favorite records. We're talking about your favorite movies. And are you excited about Oasis reuniting? Comment, call, text, join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
All right, WMDX. You know, I'm visualizing Beavis and Butthead in my head, and I'm not talking.
I know.
What's wrong with me?
But it's the John and Gordy show.
It
That's
is.
When it's not Beavis and Butthead. It's some other show.
Some would describe us that way.
Maybe. Maybe.
Last week I saw, so you know how AI can, like, you just give it a prompt and it'll make something, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Somebody AI generated, like, a real-life image based on Beavis and Butthead, the right. animated characters.
Yeah.
And they looked just like the animated characters, so a little out of proportion, but yeah. also they looked like they could be real people.
Wow. Well,
and they looked so stupid, which is just perfect for how they are.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit with
Ryan
Gosling?
No, I still haven't seen that.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
Well, that will change your mind.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
that is something you can't unsee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great stuff.
That's good.
73 degrees, high today, mid-80s, showers and storms. We might still see some of that, and a pretty good-looking weekend ahead of us weather-wise. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in a little while in this portion of the John and Gordy Show. It just rolls off the tongue.
I know. It does, doesn't it?
The John and Gordy Show.
Would Gordy and John sound better?
No, sure. We workshopped that, and we ended up with this. The John and Gordy Show. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it always will be.
Sort of like Ken Nordine.
Yes. The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. They're having a big Labor Day sale this weekend. Check it out. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides, or just go online, verlo.com. Okay?
All right.
Okay. All Idiocracy right. time.
Idiocracy. Let's right? hear it.
Yeah, let's go for
All
it.
Right.
All right.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
There we go. Wow.
Oh,
that is a little short.
I told you it was just the last little chunk.
Well, you said you shortened
you
it. We didn't tell it.
The last little chunk.
Just chopped it all apart.
Realize that the whole setup, these it. Dumb people keep propagating and they take over the country. Well, anyway.
So what's on... What's on the docket?
Well, what's
here,
on the docket? I thought this was rather clever. It was a visual, an ex post. They took off on the malt liquor. Colt 45 malt liquor.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And they instead changed it to Cult 45.
Cult 45.
Malt liquor.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty clever.
Yeah.
And the slogan is for the person who will swallow anything.
Oh, I see what they're doing there.
Pretty crazy. Huh? And they will. Mm. Now, I'm communicating with my mega friend in Milwaukee, and I want to get his impression of all of this crazy stuff that's going on, especially the abuse and just the recklessness of Trump at Arlington.
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing. No big deal. Nothing.
No
oh,
big deal.
That's okay. Ah, you're just making a big deal about it because you don't like him. You know, it's the same thing over and over.
Well, the Army
Nothing
came out
changed.
With a very official statement, talking about this.
Yes. Yeah. And I texted you. I thought this was very an unusual statement.
Yeah.
Because they talked to the woman who was pushed around a little bit,
yes.
and she called the police on mm-hmm. these Trump campaign people,
right?
And she didn't press charges though. No. And so the Army said, and because she didn't press charges, case closed. It's done. And right. I'm thinking, wait, you're supposed to back her up. You're supposed to be in her corner. You're supposed to uphold the law. The law is no one takes photographs there.
That's the
and
law.
No one pushes these people around. And you're saying it's okay that that happened? And they let it happen because she was afraid that there would be blowback from Trump cult members. So she didn't want to press charges because she was afraid for her life.
Right.
And that's not the kind of life we have in this country, is it? I mean, this we're living under the guise of fear now, right? I mean, this is it.
That's it. I have the Army statement. It's kind of lengthy here.
But look at the bottom where they say, you know, case is closed.
Yeah. I'm not
it's
sure
in
this
the first
is
the paragraph. Right.
Oh, it's in the first paragraph or the last paragraph?
Yeah, let's see. Well, God. Oh, here, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
You can't handle such a small phone, can you? You got to have your fold.
It says here, the incident was reported to the police department, but the employee subsequently decided not to press charges.
Right.
Because she's fearing for her life, you guys. They
yes.
didn't write that in here. And then said, therefore, the Army considers this matter closed.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Why?
They didn't even bring
they...
that up.
Now I know.
And then just infuriated me, all right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
We're taking care of that, all right? Now, let's get to all the good stuff. This is really good stuff. We've got a song coming up. It's Kamala Man.
Kamala Man.
Yeah, and but first, let's get to the great news about the U.S. economy. This is fantastic stuff. This is, you might remember her, Christine Romans. She was a reporter for MSNBC for a long, long time. And then Lou Dobbs had her under his wing.
Yeah.
And she was one of the reporters for Lou Dobbs who stood up for blue-collar workers and their wages until all of a sudden something went wrong up there. and Lou changed, but Christine Romans didn't, and she continued to be a consumer reporter. And now she is making this report about the new numbers about the economy. Let's check that out.
Morning. New data presents a fresh look at the U.S. economy. U.S. GDP grew at an annual rate of 3% for the second quarter of this year. That beats the previous estimate of 2.8%. And it's up from the 1.4% increase in the first quarter. Joining us now is NBC's Christine Romans. Christine, what do these numbers tell us this morning?
It tells us that the economy was actually strengthening in, you know, April, May, and June, stronger and more resilient than anyone really expected. The consumer driving a lot of this, the consumer irritated by high prices, but still spending, maybe changing how they're spending, what they're spending on, but still driving the economy. And also inside these numbers, Jose, really important here, you know, private business investment, very strong, showing optimism about the overall economy, optimism about corporate profits. It's kind of an interesting moment when you're 9 or 10 weeks ahead of the election, when so many people say they don't feel great about the economy. When you see it still moving along here strongly, one economist telling me today this is a U.S. economy firing on all cylinders. And we're heading into a new phase where the Federal Reserve is expected to start cutting interest rates gradually starting in September. That'll be a little bit of relief for American families on many of their bills of borrowed money. So an interesting new moment here where the U.S. economy is still quite resilient, the Fed heading into a new phase here overall. And one wonders if consumer sentiment starts to improve as we head into the fall. We had a consumer confidence number this week that showed confidence at a six-month high and expectations about inflation falling. So maybe finally that so-called vibe session is starting to break here. But certainly the underlying economy, even as it's front and center in so many voters' minds heading into the election, and you're going to be hearing a lot about it on the campaign trail, you've got stocks near record highs and a U.S. economy that is beating expectations, essentially, Jose.
And inflation, of course, is down.
Right.
And thank God the Trump administration, thinks he's in charge yet.
Still.
has said that is one big promise he's going to bring inflation down. It's down already.
Yeah.
Fulfill that promise.
And gas prices, you know, are $3.20 a gallon, I believe.
Those prices are down.
Yeah. So
Yes, I was going to say, at the town hall last night, one of the questions he was asked about was about inflation, and everything he said was wrong. Every single thing in his response.
Yes.
He said that it was up 60 or 70% still, which is absolutely not true.
Office rocker.
Yeah. no one, of course, no one corrected him.
No.
Right? It was Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard was the host, and she's in love. You should ask her if anybody, and she is not going to question Trump on anything that he says. Of course, he's promising to bring those inflation prices down, and they're down already. So thanks for fulfilling that promise, Mr. President.
I saw something where he said he didn't know this was going to be a town hall. When he showed up.
What?
Yeah, he had no idea. So I thought this was just a campaign stop. I thought I was getting ready to do my speech and everything. I didn't know this was a town hall. Really?
Sounds like he's fuming inside.
Nobody told him.
And not very smart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to a song. Everybody can sing this today at work as they're leaving work. This is a fantastic tune from Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah.
You know who he is?
I do. From Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Great actor.
Great comedian.
Very funny.
Very
guy.
Dry sense Super of humor. Funny, yeah. So he decided he put together a song called Kamala Man. Mm. All right, so let's listen to it.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, there are a lot of Republicans who are suddenly very Kamala curious. There are all these organizations of Republicans for Kamala, and it's very exciting. Without further ado, let me offer you a song that's from the point of view of one of these Republicans, one of these good citizens who formerly was a little bit blinded by misinformation, who has now found their way to see clear to decency.
Sing along if you can.
Okay.
When he mocked the disabled and war heroes, I thought, well, that's okay. And when he told us to march on the Capitol, I said, yes, sir, point the way. But the cons and lies, the rapes and rants, all the bullshit laid on thick, got me tired of trying, cause there's no denying Trump is dick. So I'm proud to be a Kamala man who's quit the GOP. Just can't stick with a man convicted of 34 felonies. And it's time to stand up and face the facts. After all the scams and tricks, he's a half-assed Putin wannabe. Yes, Trump's a dick. From Wisconsin to Pennsylvania, from Georgia to AZ, Michigan and Nevada, we'll swing with our diversity. Cause Kamala's got momentum, and that lady, she's no quitter. Plus she never hid nuclear secrets in the Mar-a-Lago So I'm proud to be a Kamala man. Sing my savvy hymn, and if he were here, I'd crack a beer with future Vice President Tim, cause they will stand up for democracy and the values we hold dear. Trump and Vance ain't got a chance. Those dicks are weird.
That's good. Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It was good stuff. Yeah. I think there was a line at the end, but
it
was good stuff. You know, I mean, you got to love
stuff.
Yeah. Kamala Man. We should play that for Rocker, will be in later.
Yeah.
You know, see if he'll put it on his program.
Why not? He should. He should.
Well, that applies, right? I mean, they mentioned Wisconsin in the song.
Yes.
So what the heck, right?
By the way, there, you know, I mentioned that Wisconsin State cow chip throw. There are a lot of other things going on this weekend. The Wilhelm Tell Festival. Not William Tell. Wilhelm Tell.
Yes.
I'm not sure why we've gone back to that. Is that the proper thing for William Tell? Anyway, it's going on at the downtown in New Glarus this weekend.
We got a Gen Z college kid as a producer of her show.
Yeah. Do you know
anything
the difference between William Tell and Wilhelm Tell?
No clue. Okay. I haven't an idea.
There's going to be a lot of people walking around in colorful costumes, and they'll have goats and cows and horses, it says here. More than 200 local volunteers.
Is Wilhelm Tell and William Tell the same person?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I think it must be. Anyway, it's going on tomorrow, and I'm not sure, Sunday. No, yeah, Saturday and Sunday in New Glarus. Okay?
And we've got the Taste of Madison.
That's happening. It's all happening right here. And the Badgers play Western Michigan tonight. Big times at Camp Randall. Mm-hmm. It's all happening here. 6:49, cloudy. And when we come back, we've got George Orwell in Media World.
A comment from George Orwell himself. This is just goosebumpy.
Wow, where'd you find that?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
That's our new health theme.
That's nice.
WMDX.
Very peppy. Herb Alpert.
Yes. Hey, I want to give a little tip before we do anything else, we get to the health news.
Okay.
And get a quote from George Orwell himself and the teachers' union.
Yeah.
Head. I want to mention that the Taste of Madison is a great event.
Yes.
And a little family tip for you, because there'll be all these different vendors out there,
right,
you know, showing you their great foods. But how do you afford something like that? You're going to buy a lot of different meals and you fill up at maybe even one, and you won't have room for all the other ones.
Right.
This is the trick. The trick is to split it. You're obviously probably going to go with somebody.
Okay.
And when you do, you buy one thing and you both split the food with them. And then you don't fill up as fast. And then it gives you an opportunity to maybe try another vendor.
What a great idea. You are just amazing. How'd you come up with that?
Many, many years of experience on the square.
Okay.
But don't bring a dog.
No, please
not allowed.
Don't bring your dogs.
They're not allowed.
Oh, they're not? Oh, good.
Madison.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think they have 80 vendors this year, something like that. That'll be a big deal. I want to mention Tom Deal passing, Wisconsin Dells. And I'm trying to get through this. This guy was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the Dells in the mid-60s, about 1967, to run the Tommy Bartlett Show. Tommy Bartlett has started to have some tough times at the water show. You know, you think of Wisconsin Dells, the first thing you would think of if you're, our age,
it's one of the first things you drive by.
Yeah, the Tommy Bartlett Show. It was there since 1953, and it closed in 2019 was the last season. I was there the last three seasons as the main stage announcer, so I got to know Tom Deal quite a bit. He passed away yesterday, thoughts going out to his family. He had a prolonged illness. He was not well the last few years, but he still was really actively involved in all things around Wisconsin Dells. He was really the unofficial mayor and representative of Wisconsin Dells, and he brought the Tommy Bartlett Show up to speed in the mid-60s, and it just continued to blossom, and the Dells under his leadership, and he was on so many. He was a director and commissioner. I mean, he was all
he
things
was
Wisconsin
all
Dells.
The way up to this year.
Yeah,
and it just amazing.
Yeah,
he was on every board and every commission you can think of in that
exactly.
area.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you know, we mark his passing, but he affected so many. I mean, he hired so many people. First of all, for the Bartlett Show over the years, you know, it took more than 100 people to put the show on every summer.
Yeah.
But he really helped. I mean, some people would work there for decades.
He also helped very. Very much so when Lake Delton drained.
He was the driving force to get the levee rebuilt right away. Because the lake drained. It was a man-made
lake.
But it was made in the early 1900s. Yeah. And, you know, so it was pretty weak.
And the storm took out.
The floods took out the lake and shut down the show, at least part of it.
But he helped bring it back.
He helped put it all back together. And Tom Deal.
Hat tip.
Yep.
All right.
So a lot of people around Wisconsin Dells will remember Tom Deal for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
And he really helped to make that city what it is now. Yeah, and the tourism in Wisconsin definitely put that on the map.
Yep.
So,
all right. Moving on. Let's hear something from George Orwell.
We're going to go back in time, right?
Media world here. Yeah. This is
author of 1984.
I found this clip on X. I could not believe this is a video clip of him being interviewed, one of his last interviews, by the way. He references 1984 in this.
Animal Farm, too?
No, just this. It's a short clip.
Okay.
But let's check it out. This is really scary stuff. And there's a punchline for me at the end of this.
Once claimed that you have an ability to face unpleasant facts. Is that what you've demonstrated in 1984 by drawing an accurate portrait of the future?
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph and self-abasement. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall abolish the orgasm. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
That's it.
Wow, George Orwell.
Yeah.
That is pretty scary stuff.
It is. The music really helps.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. A little frightened.
The interesting note to this is it was on X, and it was posted by Elon Musk, of all people.
What? Really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
I always forget that he's British, so hearing him with this thick accent throws me for a loop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always adds a little gravitas to it.
That's right.
The English accent.
Yeah.
Let's get to rural hospitals shuttering maternity wards.
Okay.
The high cost, hospital staffing woes, and falling birth rates are being blamed for the ongoing disappearance of maternity care units in cities across the country in all different sizes of cities. This guy wrote, "My hometown in Trenton, New Jersey is a maternity care desert. The hospital where I and my siblings were born. There are no OBE units there to service the residents. How is it possible? You can't give birth in the capital city of one of the wealthiest states in the U.S. Okay. Indeed. I mean, that's pretty dramatic. Chief among the causes is the shortage of obstetricians and gynecologists, the doctors who focus on reproductive health of women. New doctors are unlikely to fill the gap since the number of residency spots funded by the federal government has been largely frozen since 1997. Wow. So the federal government would pay for these people getting trained in this very important part of the healthcare industry. And now they've frozen it since 1997, not helping families.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's just really strange, isn't it?
It is. It is 6:58, cloudy, and 73 degrees, highs in the mid-80s. Coming back with Terry Bell with a big story of the day. Also, Brittany Merlot with a look at the weekend forecast for Labor Day weekend. And Rocker will join us with a Max Inc. preview. All coming up on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeff Mitchell, who will tell us all we need to know about the Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.